What's up, everybody? Tuning into another episode of Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, Armando Burnside, and with me...
What's up, guys? It's Jose.
Hey, everybody. It's Noah O'Toole.
Hey, it's Joel here.
What's going on? Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Glitch Therapy. Stuff has been played.
You know, each time we do the intro, I just want to go say Mike's Super Circus Show. You remember that Disney show shit?
What is it?
You remember the, and it's like Mike's Super Circus Show. You remember that shit?
I don't recall.
Oh, God, you guys. I don't know why. I always wanted to say it. It's just weird.
I don't know. Get it out right now, I guess.
I always wanted to.
I'll say it next week.
I'll say it next week.
I'd do it for you if I knew what it was. I don't know what that is.
It was a stupid little mini show in the Disney Channel.
Mike's Super Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Super Show.
I guess we'll be Googling some Mike Super Show.
When I was a kid on the Disney Channel, we watched Kids Incorporated.
I remember that. Oh, you went way back.
Yeah, we're old. I'm old.
Even past Mickey Mouse Club type stuff.
Yeah. Second generation. I watched the Mickey Mouse Club when it was like Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake What's the other dude? Ryan Gosling and Christina Aguilera. We didn't know who they were back then, though.
Yeah, before they went crazy.
They were nobodies back then.
I didn't know Ryan Gosling was on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh. He was, yep.
That's
all right,
funny.
I started.
He was one of the four that he went into
Look
acting.
What you've done.
I started something that I regret now.
Why do you regret it? Because you'll know what we're talking about because you're the youngest?
Yes. Yeah,
that's too bad.
Sorry about this. Audience.
Well, welcome to the show, guys. We're already off to a great start of off the rails talk. We're going to be talking a little bit about some Outlast 2 that just released this week. So that's a juicy one we'll get to here. Mario Kart 8 just dropped on Friday. And then also the Prey demo is out, as well as,
Sniper Elite
3?
Yeah. Ghost Warrior.
There you go.
Sweet.
So we're talking about all those. Maybe a little bit of news. I'm not sure what all, you know, went down with the news other than like the announcement for Call of Duty World War II. I think we touched on that a moment last week.
Yeah, I think so.
A trailer has come out since then, and so,
it looks beautiful.
Yeah, that game's going to be awesome. I can't wait to play that.
Yeah,
I know we had a little bit of some heated debates online with each other the other night playing some games. You weren't with us or anything. It was Joel and I and a couple of friends are playing, and people were arguing. They're kind of arguing back and forth about Call of Duty and Battlefield being which one's better. And I was like, I just wanted to choke myself listening to them argue about it. It's like, I don't care.
Just shut up and play your stupid game.
They're two different beasts. You know what I mean?
It's like, what's your stupid analogy? It's like saying, it's like either you're wanting like ice cream. It's like either chocolate or vanilla.
They're both delicious.
Yeah.
It's like just either way, you get an ice cream, I guess. I don't know.
Just have a sundae.
I don't know. Did you guys get a chance to try out the Prey demo?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we thinking about this? How are you guys feeling about
loved
it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Joe, I loved it.
Yeah. It's long. It was supposed to only be an hour, but it actually lasted longer than an hour, depending on if you just wandered around and you know,
how much you explored.
Yeah.
Right.
It could last a couple hours.
Well, it's not timed. It's it's just that the story itself will only go an hour in.
An hour worth of the story because it's called opening hour. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can explore for however long you want.
Nice. Yeah. The ambiance in the game is great. It really reminded me. I don't know how you guys felt about it. But it reminded me of a little bit of Bioshock.
Bioshock was exactly what came to
like whenever you pick up stuff, made like some similar sounds and whatnot, and then also the ambiance of it was kind of Bioshock mixed with a little bit of Dead Space to me.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I saw the Dead Space.
Yeah, it had a Dead Space setting, obviously, with the
it was really good. I liked it a lot.
The intro was really trippy on my side.
Yeah, definitely. I was like, "What?"
I was like, "Wasn't this supposed to be in space? Why are in the city?"
Yeah.
The whole intro with the was it like Golden Gate Bridge style and the whole thing was
in the helicopter.
Yeah, that was that was a cool
intro. And they land on top of the building and it says
Prey.
Very
stylish.
Very cinematic.
Yeah, I was like, that's sweet. And then whichever character you freaking choose. Yeah. I chose the female.
I do got to give them props because I'm big on the diversity. And not only do you get to choose if you have a male or a female character, but either way, the main protagonist is an Asian American or a Chinese person.
Is it Chinese? I thought it was Korean, but I don't know.
I guess I looked in, like, if you look in their closet, you can see, like, postcards, and for some reason I thought I saw the Great Wall, but I could be mistaken. I only played it one time. It honestly,
I'm not an expert. So.
It was fun, but it's not the style of game I like. Yeah. So I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but it was fun playing the demo.
Yeah. I'll probably play it more because I didn't understand the intro of her training or his training. I'm like, what was the point of all this of her being studied?
Well, you have to. How far did you get?
I only got to, like 45 minutes in. Like, that's not that good.
Because if you keep playing, you'll find emails and stuff that'll explain what was going on with that.
Oh yeah, I wasn't really much into the emails, but I was just going and killing all those little spider dudes.
Oh, okay.
Nice. But yeah, it was an entertaining game. I'll probably rent it out and play it more.
Yeah, it seems like a game that'll be really interesting. I'm not sure how long it's supposed to be when it actually releases, what, next week, I think?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be around 20 hours if you just play through it without a lot of exploring and stuff. So that means it'll probably take me 40 hours. It'd be like Dishonored 2.
Right.
About the same length.
I finished that game, actually. Yeah. No, but it looks really good. For those that don't know what it is, it's a single-player, first-person action adventure video game, obviously. You control a gentleman named Morgan Yu. You can also control a female version of that. So, obviously, the first name is interchangeable there. Yep. So
still Morgan Yu.
Yep, exactly. Yu as in
Y-U.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And while exploring the moon-orbiting space station Talos 1, you're researching into a hostile alien collective called the Typhon is performed. So you guys are doing research on these guys, and more or less shit goes down, and they kind of get loose. And these things, aliens can basically morph into anything. So if there's a coffee mug on the table, it could be one of them. If there's a chair, you might see a glitch as you're walking around. You might see something out of the corner of your eye, like something move a little bit, and a chair is moving, and you're like, okay, what was that?
You might have just bumped the table on accident.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've done that, and I was like, huh! Started hitting the thing, and nothing happened.
So it's a crazy thing where you don't know if the items in any given room are just items or if it's one of the aliens mimicking an item.
Makes you paranoid.
Yeah, and you find yourself because you start off with you get a wrench pretty much immediately as a melee weapon, and so I found myself walking up to chairs and just hitting
them right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just going up there and it's like, huh.
I've done that.
Like a crazy person.
Yeah.
You're like, what's that?
Yeah, it starts to get you, and then the music is just the ambiance of it all. Even though it's not a dark, dank like setting like BioShock, it was the ambiance of it was still great because it's a colorful game. It's very well lit.
Yeah,
but it's still creepy though. So they meshed that part well.
I'd throw in a mixture of System Shock too, which was actually what BioShock was originally based on. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people haven't played that because it's really old.
Sure,
PC game. But yeah, it was creepy too. It took place in space.
Right. So. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I played it. I downloaded it on both the Xbox One and the PS4 just for the hell of it, for comparison. And honestly, I mean, even though I was looking for differences, I didn't really see anything different. I think it was slightly sharper on the PS4 Pro, but otherwise, I mean, if you're not going in looking for that stuff, you won't even notice unless you're just some hardcore tech head who cares about that stuff. So
you'll be missing some shadows on the Xbox. I read Digital Foundry once again comes to the rescue on what the differences are, but for the most part, they were pretty much the same. Input lag was actually worse on the PlayStation 4. So if you'd noticed that when you tried to hit something, it wasn't as responsive, they're fixing that for the final release. So this next Friday when it comes out, or this coming Friday when it comes out, that should have been addressed by then.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. So I don't know. I mean, just getting a taste for it, what the game's going to be like was great. I'm hoping this is going to be a revival into demos because I know years ago, you know, you would get demos constantly for like Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS3. There's a lot of them early in that cycle where you get demos all the time and try out stuff. That kind of went away in the last few years. So hopefully this is a revival of that.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like that. It also helped the developers to find more problems that they didn't realize had gotten into the game. And they're able to address that and fix it within this last week here, I guess. So
nice.
Like that music. Mm-hmm. You notice when you're being attacked, it gets really loud.
And it
lasts
a
little bit too long. So they're addressing that as well, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe turn it down a notch so it's not quite as loud.
I just turned it off.
Well, then it would hang out. It would hang around for a long time too, and to mm-hmm. the point where like the scary moment is already over, and you're just kind of like poking around, looking at stuff, mm-hmm. and it's still going. You're like, okay.
Is there still something
there?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
I don't know. How did you feel about it? No, would you enjoy it for the most part?
Well, yeah, I enjoyed it, but like I said, that's just not the kind of game I play mm-hmm. or gravitate towards. I just don't like the suspenseful first person walkthrough, have to look at emails, keep track of things, put together a backstory. I mean, I want to fight or something like that. So, mm-hmm. like I said, it was definitely fun. Graphics were great. It was suspenseful, but, you know, I'm glad to play the demo, but it's not on my buy list.
Right. Nothing wrong with that, though. That's the beauty of a demo, you know what I mean? You can try out stuff that you normally wouldn't want to play, or maybe you're just kind of curious about. Like, okay, I got my fail of it. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
For the free, you know, test drive.
Oh, yeah. Free demos and betas. I live for those. Are just they're just a blast. We need to
why not? I mean, it gives you a taste of something and lets you know, do you want to buy this mm-hmm. or not?
Yeah. I mean, with games costing $60, a demo, free demos, it's gold, you know. So I don't know.
Well, another interesting fact about the game is that they use the CryEngine, which in the past has not performed very well in games on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Concurrently, actually, both of them have had problems. They're long load times, and a lot of times there would be like graphical glitches or artifacts. And on this release, they actually, this is the best performing it's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
It runs at a solid, I guess, 30 frames per second on both systems. And there may be some boost for the Pro, and who knows, down the line for the Scorpio. But we don't know what the post-release stuff will be. But at this point, you know, it looks really good, and the load times aren't too bad. So mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, we kind of dove into one of our main topics kind of early, so I guess we can backpedal a little bit and talk about some news.
Yeah.
All right. So there wasn't a whole lot of news per usual. I guess I say that every week, but I mean, there's always a shit ton of stuff, but I guess just stuff more pertinent to us and what we're looking around for. But if anybody's still playing Neo, they are dropping a DLC for that game on May 2nd. So that looks awesome. I haven't had a chance to get back to Neo just yet, but from what I've been hearing, you know, from friends that are playing it still, they're loving that game, and it's they did such a great job with that game. I mean,
right.
I definitely want to play more of it before I send it back, but I just don't know if I'm going to have the time to get back to it. The fighting games are coming out and stuff, and Prey this coming week. I don't know. How do you guys feel about Neo? Are you going to try to get back to it, or did you get a chance to try it?
I haven't got a chance to try Neo. I don't think I'll have any time to get into Neo, since that game is pretty long, and I still have so much other games in my backlog, so I'm gonna put Neo.
Tell me about it.
I'm gonna not play Neo, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I won't make it to it either. Just because my list of other games, you know, is too long. I just won't get to it. But
I think I'll get back into it, but it's not going to be anytime soon.
Yeah.
It is one of the games that has been, if you have a PlayStation 4 Pro, it has been optimized with, you know, higher resolutions or super sampling at 1080p and stuff like that. So runs at a really fast frame rate and looks great. So more content's always good, obviously. I just don't have time for that game right now.
Yeah, I think I still have it from Gamefly, but I'm probably going to toss it in the mailbox here this week.
Yeah,
send it back. Something to pick up maybe later on when it's cheaper, maybe during the summer where after some of the other releases have died down a little bit that I'm more looking forward to, I guess. I don't know. Well, how are you guys feeling about Shaq Fu coming to the Switch?
I honestly hope I get the chance to play it just because that brings me back to when you know, me and my brother got to go to the... to Sears, I think is where we bought our video games from at the time, actually, and each pick out a game and buy our Christmas money with it, and he picked out Shaq Fu, and you know, we played it a lot, and it was, you know, interesting. So I'm just curious. I have, you know, nostalgia gets me every time, so I'd like to see what it's like, but that was certainly a surprise when I saw that was announced and that it was coming. But
yeah, it was originally...
What a horrible game with better graphics now.
Yeah, I know exactly. One of his superpowers is going to be the score gold bond on his people now since, you know, because he's old and does all those Gold Bond commercials.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. It took me a while.
Take your pick on whatever.
Whatever he's hocking on the commercials, right?
You want a Buick or you want a, I don't know,
what other
Icy Hot Pad? I don't know.
Yeah, Icy Hot.
With the little shaking he does.
Skilling over the Icy Hot Pad. Does your back hurt?
That sounds really close to him.
A little bit. It's like every loading page is actually a commercial of his shit.
No, it's like him getting ready to do a rap song or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm the Hooper, the Hyper, protected by the Viper.
Yep. Boy, he was so big though, back then he literally could do anything he wanted. He's like, I want to make a video game.
He's like 7
done.
Foot
I want to make a rap album.
Yeah.
Done.
Could you tell
I want to be
no?
in a bad movie. Done.
Could you tell him no, though? He's like 7 foot one. Muscular.
That's exactly. You don't tell him no.
He just pick you up by your throat like in a movie.
Like when The Rock wants to do something, you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
If you can avoid him, if you're fast, you know, that's one thing. But if he catches you, you're dead.
Yeah, he won't catch
just
me.
Just crush you.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you could run now. So you're good.
I think his knees are done.
Yep.
But yeah, it's going to, I believe it was a Kickstarter funded project. And so they're calling it Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
with
if it's crowdfunded, you never know. They
legends never
could,
die.
Could be good.
Yeah.
Enough people clearly have interest in it that.
Yeah, there's even
they
a trailer.
Got it funded. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I honestly
nostalgia.
Yeah, the nostalgia needs to stop though.
Why?
I think it's
fun.
Depends. It depends.
It's just was it like? The past 6 months and all this year, it's all been nostalgia games. Everything nostalgia. It's at some point, it needs to slow it down or
new IPs out there. You mean?
Yeah, we need new stuff. No stuff in the past. Come
but
on.
That's everything, though. I mean, like if you look at movies, I mean they're always rebooting something with movies because they're just out of original ideas or people just aren't creative enough to make new stuff. Or I don't know.
Yeah, everything's going to be derivative, no matter what.
Right.
Like all fantasy came from
something.
Right.
Well, what was
something
it?
Before
Lord of the Rings?
You're right.
Lord of the Rings.
So I don't know. Everything is elves and
elves,
but dwarves, that, dragons.
This topic that kind of ties into what we talked about on the Indie Comic Ninja. We were talking about how like sometimes the new IPs don't do so well.
Right.
Specifically, the topic was about Marvel and like their characters, their more diverse characters that they were putting out there for a little while. They weren't selling and whatnot, so that was a topic of conversation on that show.
Hmm.
And we kind of started, you know, hypothesizing on like, you know, why that was. Was it just because they were, you know, telling shit stories or shitty stories, I should say, or if they weren't, you know, developing the characters enough, or you know, people just didn't want, you know, more diversity, which sounds terrible, but you know, we were just kind of just playing with those ideas and whatnot. You could even tie that into this type of stuff. You know, people like the games they like. You know, people like their Call of Duty, they like their Street Fighter, like whatever. And sometimes developers or publishers may put something new out there, something fresh, and people don't latch onto it. They lose money. They don't take chances in the future.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing, we as gamers have to support some of that stuff, or at least give it a chance. So hopefully, that more of those demos come out. Or just, you know, indie games, smaller bite-sized gameplay for you to just jump into and play a little bit, whereas the price of entry is a little lower. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, because if something doesn't sell well enough, then the board of directors isn't going to, you know, and a publisher isn't going to say, yeah, let's go ahead and develop that game. They're just going to say, no, we'll just do more, you know, whatever's the most popular thing right now and just keep making the same types of games all the time because that's what everyone's buying because they got to make money.
And that's the sad part, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it gets rid of innovation and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm kind of like 50-50 on this.
Mm-hmm.
We need new stuff, but at the same time, the nostalgia, I don't.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't think you're old enough yet.
Yeah, that's probably it. Because I'm still at the age where everything is pretty much fresh on
but
me. So
you should still be able to appreciate nostalgia. I mean, how old are you?
No, you were excited for Power Rangers, I do appreciate the movie, because you were nostalgic about TV shows. So that's
how old are you? 26.
Okay, so you don't reminisce about stuff from when you were like, I don't know, 11 or 12. That's still a long time ago.
You hear some music and you're like, oh, man.
That reminds me of middle school.
Yeah, but I'm not like the big ass freak that's like, oh, my God, bring everything back. I'm like, no. Like, yeah, that'll be cool if you bring this back. But look at this new stuff, too. Check this out. This would probably be cooler than the old stuff because we already witnessed the old stuff. Mm. Let's check this new stuff out first.
I don't know.
Come on,
I think,
man.
I think the new stuff does work though if it's done right. Like, look at Horizon. That was a brand new IP.
Yeah, and that's a good example.
It sold
of
really
it.
Well, and it's been received really well by the gaming community. So I mean, and that's a company that's always done first person shooters. They did Killzone games before, and suddenly, boom, they got a third person play game, and they're like,
right.
That's something new.
But that's also one of the rare occasions where a relatively unknown studio to some degree, because they've only done Killzone. They did, like, what, two Killzone games? Three Killzones?
Three, and then they did the new one for the Shadowfall for the new PlayStation
Right, so
4.
A total of three, though, right?
Well, the current PlayStation, yeah.
But other than that, they've only been known for first-person shooters, so for them to be given the chance to do something different, I mean, it blossomed into something really cool.
Yeah, but that was a risk.
Yeah, not every studio gets a chance to do that, though, mm-hmm. you know, where the money is there and the creative juices are flowing and they give them a chance to do something. So, I don't
Luckily,
know.
Sony backed it, I guess.
Right. So, hopefully, this opens the door for other developers to get a chance to do something different and show some, you know, new ideas they might have. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Shaq Fu is the new Colt.
What?
That's what's going to happen, right?
Well, I got some little news here.
Yeah.
Dead Space 2 and 3 is now available on the Xbox One backwards compatibility list.
Damn it. I wanted to just say it's going to be a new one.
But nope. I have those Dead Spaces still, those two games. Yeah. And it's like I was hoping they would become available for backwards compatibility play.
Right.
So that's nice. But yeah, I'd like to see a Dead Space 4 or a reboot or something.
Yeah.
Just, on the new, just a whole you know, the new current game. System. Current systems. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would. How'd you guys feel about when they made that co-op at one point? I think it was 3 was co-op.
It was the third one, yeah.
Yeah.
You and I played through that.
I don't even remember that part about it.
Yeah, it was really good.
I didn't play Dead Space.
You didn't play any Dead Space?
I didn't play any.
You need to get on that.
Oh, it was so much fun.
My nostalgia for that game, I'll say it was so high for, you know, it's so great.
Shut up.
Oh, well.
It was at a time where I couldn't play those type of games, And then now that I will be willing to play it, I don't have time to go back and play them.
Right. Yeah. They were good.
Well, if they do a reboot, then you could try it.
Maybe reboot. I'll go check it out. But right now, no.
Okay. Well, that's a good one, though. I might have to check that out. Noah, question for you, my friend.
Yes.
How do you feel about that reveal of Joker for Injustice 2?
Yeah. Well, of course, saw it coming. I knew the Joker had to be in it, even though his death is central to the plot of the first one, or the first storyline, at least. I was a little bit more surprised by how they chose to give his appearance. I thought he'd be a little bit more like the last version, but they really gave him almost a Jared Leto makeover sort of. He's got
I knew it.
Right? I'm sure he'll have plenty of skins. But the default one they've been showing you has got that jacket. Yeah, the jacket, the swept over long hair.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, he looks modernized for sure. And correct me if I'm wrong, they're kind of doing it where, since they're doing the multiverse situation, I think that's how they're justifying he's alive, because in multiple universes and whatnot, he's not dead. Is that what they're saying?
That could be. I'm actually getting ready to read the first comic book of Injustice. For the Nerd Church Radio Communion podcast. Uh-huh. And I think hopefully once I get that, we'll know some more answers as far as if he got put in a Lazarus pit or if he's in another Elseworld or maybe a spell brought in. I mean, it's comic books. Anything can happen. It's not, but.
So Injustice 2 is based on a comic book?
The Injustice video game came out and they made a comic book to kind of coincide with
cool.
it. And so there's,
I'll probably check that comic back out. comic book out.
Right. Yeah, so, how many characters is that now for that
Well,
game?
I don't remember, 30-something. It's going to already launch with more characters than the last one had after
at the
DLC.
Yeah.
And we'll still get some DLC with the new one, too.
That is crazy.
I'm so geeked for that.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's just a couple more weeks away.
Yeah, and just torture every time they, like, oh, new character announced, and then they show, like, you go online or IGN or something like that, and then you can see, like, their special moves or...
Yep.
I thought it was even more characters than that, than Noah was saying, but I thought I saw something, but now I can't seem to find the news bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's like up to like 41 or something along there, but it's a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be pretty
and
much.
It kind of depends too, because like, I mean, the version I ordered, you know, I ordered the $100 version because I'm a comic book
freak. So you should get everything.
But, yeah.
But like, I mean, there's three, like there's a reverse Flash skin for the Flash, a Power Girl skin for Supergirl, and a John Stewart.
Power Girl.
Yep, and there's a John Stewart nice. Green Lantern skin for the.
Oh, I was thinking Powderpuff Girls.
For the other one. So.
Or Powerpuff Girls.
What were you saying though, Noah?
Well, so basically, in other words, there's three extra skins you can get that make new characters, even though they're skins of other characters. So
gotcha.
I don't know how that counts towards the numbering.
Right. Okay.
Huh. Sorry about that, Noah.
No, you're good, dude. We're going to have crosstalk. I hope they do a really good job with the skins. I know in the previous one, they were kind of patching them in here and there over the course of like the next, you know, couple months to a year and stuff like that. And some people didn't have maybe one extra skin, and some had like, you know, more popular characters had like five skins, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So it's hopefully they spread that a little bit more. I mean, I don't feel like skins should be that hard to make, honestly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That stuff's small.
They did just have a couple characters that would have, like, two or three, and then, you know, your Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, they all had, yep. you know, like, 10 to choose from.
Yeah. You're like, what is this? You know? Even the Soviet ones?
Yeah. The Red Sun.
Yeah, the Red Sun, yeah. So, I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got some news for Noah here.
What's that?
Second season of For Honor is starting in May.
Oh, yep, I did. Ooh. Yep, I did see that, and they're going to have some new armor.
Yeah,
too,
they're going to have a samurai assassin, a knight hybrid, and two new maps and some other stuff.
I've been playing that a little bit more this last week. Their balancing and patching has started to finally trickle through and have a little bit better game. The matchmaking still sucks because they don't. You know, you pick your character after you matchmake, and mm-hmm. so that. I think leads to unfair team ups, but other than that, it's definitely getting better as far as their game stability goes.
Sure.
Oh, and here's something: Nier Automata's 2B character. There's an outfit for Gravity Rush 2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
great. For which game? Nier
Automata.
It's for Gravity Rush 2. You'll be able to wear the Nier Automata 2B's outfit.
Oh, nice.
That's a cool one.
That's pretty cool.
And there's talk about her being a guest star. A guest character in Tekken.
What?
Sweet.
I'll take that.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
That would be sick. Huh.
I like this crossover.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Cool. Well, if we don't have any more news, then I say we jump over into our main topic, or should I say back into the main topic. So we talked a little bit about the Prey demo right off top of the show and everything. We kind of dove into that. We couldn't help it. But we still have some Outlast 2 to talk about here that I think we definitely need to get into. Did anybody else get a chance to try that out at all?
I didn't.
No?
I saw some Twitch videos.
Yeah. I played.
Oh, man.
I played some of it.
That was funny.
Yeah, it's more of the same. If you played it, the other ones, you're getting more of that.
Right. I did play the first one, so I mean, uh-huh. yeah.
Nice.
Turned up to, you know, 100 times to the next several levels up. I mean, it's really, really sick. It is so twisted.
Yeah, in the sense of, like, just your deaths and the twisted shit that happens with, you know, just bloody, gory stuff that goes down. It's a lot of jump scares, a lot of atmosphere. I'm enjoying it, especially when you have your headphones on.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's scary
in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one, so everybody knows, remembers. It got temporarily banned in Australia because it was too right? too much. And then I guess
they released the wrong footage. I guess.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah, it wasn't actually footage from the game. I'm not sure what it was originally released to them, but it's not even in any of the games. The stuff that they released.
Huh.
To Australia, and so it's not banned anymore. But
well, that wouldn't surprise me though. I mean, Australia, they're usually a little more strict.
They have a little bit
stuff.
Tighter censorship on violence.
A lot tighter. Yeah. They finally have like an age 18 game, like adult only type game rating. But for the longest time, they didn't. So it was like adults couldn't play games that were bloody. They were stuck playing, you know, kiddie games or whatever because. Mm-hmm. God forbid there should be any violence. Yeah, they have a real bad censorship issue over there. But, you know, that's who they keep electing. That's what they're going to... That's right. What happens.
Yeah.
It's still good. It's an interesting game. But the was it the beta or the demo that was out like a couple months back?
The demo came out earlier this year, and then
So there's a difference between the demo and the game right now. When I was watching, when I played it, there was you were going into in and out of scenes.
Mm-hmm.
There's the part where you're in the little village and just checking out the houses and crap. And you remember that scarecrow that popped out the window?
Sure.
In the demo? Demo?
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. No, I must have been looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah. It was a scarecrow, though?
Yeah, like a scarecrow. Like, you open a window and the scarecrow just flies out in front of you.
Are you saying crows?
Yeah, crow. No, it's just a crow.
Scarecrow.
Okay, the crows. Yeah, not the actual. Okay.
Yes. No, yeah, sorry about that.
I'm thinking like a scarecrow.
The scary
crow. The scary crow.
Thank you, Noah, for the interpretation.
Yeah, thank you.
I needed an interpreter.
Yeah, I noticed that was missing.
Yeah, the crow. When I was watching that shit, fucking still scared me. Yeah.
I'm still laughing because you called it a scarecrow. And Noah had to be an interpreter to tell me it's a scary crow.
I understood what he meant.
I had to figure it out.
At least someone understands me here.
I did for a second. Then I was like, maybe I don't remember that part. I don't remember a scarecrow putting his head in the window. Like,
scarecrow. It was still tripping me out. I was still watching it. It was still fucking weird.
Well,
the story gets really, really...
Yeah.
Really out there, man. Just really strange.
Well, not to reveal anything, though.
No, I'm not revealing anything. I'm just saying, you know, like you start out and everything seems pretty straightforward, but it just takes a left turn on you.
Twisted turn.
Yeah.
Well, we can give them a quick plot summary. So basically the game takes place with the protagonist, the main character, Blake Langerman, an investigative journalist and cameraman working alongside his wife, Lynn, and they crash land and roam onto the Supai region of the, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, the Coconino County region of Arizona, while following the mysterious murder of a young pregnant woman only known as Jane Doe. So they're kind of in this area, kind of like the Hills Have Eyes type stuff's happening in these weird little town / area in Arizona. It's kind of remote, and they crash land, they're investigating this, and you have to use your camcorder to see in the dark with night vision and stuff like that. And
with really shitty batteries.
Yeah.
The worst batteries ever, man.
Who uses batteries these days anyways?
I don't know. But yeah, you have to keep putting batteries in the camcorder, so you don't want to have it up all the time. But the game is in, like, a lot of the game is in a lot of darkness, so you kind of have to have it up from time to time. Right. So
it's a different form of resource management. Yeah.
Keeping
the camcorder alive and battery up.
Yeah.
To not die.
Another one of those games upon the list for to have Noah play, and we have to watch him play. My list just keeps growing, like, I gotta make Noah play this game so I can laugh my ass off.
They can play all the scary games, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been nice if they added the VR to it, but I guess I can understand why they didn't, just because it's so dark and the way that everything is done, it might make you motion sick or something.
Maybe later.
Yeah, they could probably add it later, patch it in, depending on how well it sells and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it would be fun if they put the VR into it, but
it would require that they add in 3D and also head tracking. And, you know, so there's a lot of things they'd have to add to the programming, but I think it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it before with other games on PC, so why not?
Sure. I'd be game for that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's not losing anything not having it, but it would kick it up a notch, and I don't know.
It'd be a lot scarier if it had it, I think.
Right.
It's scary anyway.
Well, hell, one of the deaths, I mean, go ahead. Why don't you tell them what the witch did to you?
She stabbed you in the crotch.
Split my dick in two, basically. And it was like, and then also just stabbed right through it, stabbed it off or something.
Yeah, you don't see
it off.
You know,
geez, yeah.
Just to be direct, you don't see, like, you know, his penis or anything like that.
No, crotches
right,
like
straight through. She stabs through his crotch and his jeans, and you can see blood squirt everywhere. You're like, okay, that's pretty.
You know what she just cut off? Or?
I saw that death, and I was like, oh, my God, that hurt.
Yeah,
and after getting, there's a particular point near the beginning, and it's hard to tell where you're supposed to go, and I must have gotten killed by her like 10 times, and I got really sick of it. So I had to go onto YouTube to see where you're supposed to go, because, you know, you start freaking out, you hear her coming, and you're like, huh, and it's hard to really, you know, pay attention to the details in the background to see where you're supposed to go. You're just, I'm going to run.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to playing it more. I think I was more excited about that before it came out, but now that I have it, it's like, you know, because I'm still doing some Persona and stuff like that. But I definitely want to play through the whole thing. My daughter's excited about that. She likes playing scary games with me, like Resident Evil and stuff like that. So we'll see how that plays out. But I don't know. But speaking of playing more stuff, we just tried out some Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch. Ben gave us a quick rundown, and we all had a few races here and there and just try it out. And that game is a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah.
I mean, if you loved Mario Kart back in the day on you know, Super Nintendo or the N64 or even, you know, GameCube and whatnot, it's more of that. The graphics are great. I can't say anything bad about it, man. I mean, that's good fun, especially if you get four players going. And
yeah, if you want to ruin friendships too, come on.
Right.
Join the fun.
Yeah.
I was impressed with how many characters there were to choose from. I mean, you don't necessarily even need a lot, but it's always fun to have more to choose from. Yeah. And boy, they added
42.
All the characters from, yeah, all the Mario stuff and Link's in there.
All the different Nintendo franchises.
Franchises, yeah.
42 characters, was it? Or was it 41?
Yes,
42?
It's 42.
42, okay.
What's up with the M41, Lily?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good number, I guess.
Got a birthday coming up in 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not quite there yet. Maybe I'm putting 41 on the pedestal. I don't know.
42. Well, there's 42 diverse characters and 48 courses.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty much all unlocked from the beginning. And then you unlock the vehicles as you're playing through.
Oh, cool.
And they have a 200cc. I'm not sure what the cc stands for, but it's a speed class, and it's like the fastest cars in there. And you'll be able to unlock those and have a lot of fun just speeding around the tracks.
Yeah, man. Playing it. The one thing I saw when I was playing it is that I tried Rainbow Road with Ben. I tried to fall off, and I couldn't.
That's because the safe mode is on.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because you can take safe mode off, and Rainbow Road is like old school Rainbow Road where there's no holds barred.
Yeah, that was. It's called safe steering, I think. And
yeah.
It's tricky to figure out how to turn it off, but you can turn it off.
Okay. So that was the thing I was feeling. I was like, okay, so this is technically driving itself, but it's cool. I was having a lot of fun with it. If I had that game, I would play it all day with my little brother and cousins at home. So.
Yeah, it was a blast. I mean, we all had a chance to try it out. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like getting to customize your go-kart
and
stuff. I mean, that was
I'm
sure that was with the other feature, too, but I haven't played since you couldn't do that, you know, so.
What were the things you can customize again? Was it the...
You unlocked dirt bikes. Mm-hmm. You could change the wheels. Looked like you could change the little parachute
things.
Tires, you could go do all that stuff, which makes your car look like a clown or make it look cool. Make it still look like a clown.
Yeah, because kind of the first iteration, I mean, you got the character in the car they drove. You know, it was just that. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, even with the you can change the tire sizes, you know, so you can, like you were saying, you can pick different cars. It can be like a go-kart or a bike, a dirt bike, a little hover cars. All kinds of different weird vehicles you can jump into, change the size of the tires, you can change what type of I believe it was what was it, like the was when you're flying,
right, the hang glider
that
thing.
Hang glider. Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't figure out what
you have a little tiny airplane above you or
mm-hmm.
or a hang glider or parachute, lots of different things.
Controls were tight. It felt like old school Mario Kart, but just upgraded in every way, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's basically the Wii U version, but it's added all the DLC that the Wii U version had back in 2014, and some new battle modes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see myself playing a lot of that, spending a lot of hours just dumping into that game. I mean, instantly when I started playing it, once Ben told me what the buttons were, I found myself doing like my old stuff from when I was like on N64 with my cousin.
Yeah, it comes back to you quick,
just,
doesn't it?
You know, like, you know, just sliding around corners and stuff. And
I saw you doing some Tokyo Driven.
Old tactics started coming back immediately. So
yeah.
I look forward to playing more of that and hopefully give Ben some more spankings, maybe. We'll see.
I beat him once, but I'm not sure if he let me beat him or... Yes. I got lucky.
A friendship shall be forged today. Some old man on the side, like, where'd he come from? But yeah, I definitely want to try more of that. Speaking of trying stuff, Mr. It's Your Senpai.
Yeah.
You tried some Sniper Ghost Warrior 3.
Yeah.
How juicy is it?
It was fun. Yeah? It's fun right now. I expected it like to be like the other ones, like Sniper Warrior 3 stuff style. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's actually an open world style game. Mm.
Really?
Yeah. You drive around. There's side missions, there's side quests, main missions. The one thing that kind of weirded me out is the prologue.
Okay.
At first you're a kid, like, just shooting cans, and then your big brother shows up. This is all in the beginning of the game, so I'm not giving anything away, like, really.
Okay.
Torturing animals.
No, you're not torturing. You're just kidding. You're just shooting cans. And then your brother comes out of nowhere, and then they're talking. And then they're going back home, and then he's like, "You better take care of mom before when I go to Afghanistan." And then out of nowhere, fucking 30 years pass, and then you're both in a helicopter, and then you're like, "So what the fuck happened at this time?" And then the mission starts, and then yeah, it's weapons are pretty cool. Snipers, you get to unlock snipers the more you progress in the mission. Mm-hmm. So. The silencer suppressors break if you use them too much, which is cool because it's actually more real life. If you use a suppressor too much, it overheats and just fucking breaks on you.
Okay, so some slightly realistic aspects.
That happened in Metal Gear.
Wear and tear.
And as well... Yeah.
Metal Gear 5, wouldn't it?
The distance of the enemy, if you're sniping them, you have to calibrate your sniper as well with calibrate them with the meters.
Oh.
So if they're like 150 meters away, you have to calibrate your sniper to measure how far they are, the distance, pretty much.
Curvature of the world.
Yeah. The wind takes effect and stuff like that, which is pretty cool.
Humidity.
I don't think humidity. No, I'm playing it normal, so all that's not being affected. But if you play later on, if you play like hard and fucking epic, then yeah, all that will take effect.
Wow.
But right now, a normal wind and distance is the only effect that takes effect on the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's stealth, mostly stealth. There's some fucking run and gun style. You have your regular fucking assault rifle and then your sniper. I like it.
Nice. Okay. Well done. Well, try that out. No, you're fine, dude.
Well, fucking done.
Yeah,
that's a lot of F-bombs.
That's why I was laughing.
Sorry.
Every other word.
I kind of zone out and I say say that word a lot.
Yeah, it happens. What are you gonna do?
I even go like that at work, dude. Come on. You know I say that a lot at work.
Well, it's fine. You know what? You know what we're gonna do now? We're gonna fucking play some round table. Rapid fire.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
You brought it, okay?
So, we haven't played Roundtable Rapid Fire in a little while, so I figured we'd get back to that and try and see what the guys felt about some of these choices that we throw out there. Kind of get an idea of our favorite characters and who we like and whatnot. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed that previous session we did a while back. I don't know. I think we came out all feeling okay about it, but not too many rifts in the friendships over who we liked and didn't like. So
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I hate these guys now.
Why?
I just hate you guys.
You already hated us.
So. Yeah, I hated it before this started.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's just intensified.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know last time I threw in some like just regular curveballs in there and whatnot, but I think but this one is going to be more just video game character oriented. I think there might be a couple of just regular things in there, but either way, we'll dive right in. How do you feel about Ryu Hayabusa? Okay, Ninja Gaiden.
That's his last name.
Yeah,
Ryu Hayabusa. Yeah.
Not Ryu from like Ninja Gaiden from
Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm. From like
Dead or Alive
from Ninja Gaiden Dead or Alive.
So isn't it Ryu then?
Sure. I heard it's pronounced Ryu. I've heard it around Ryu. I've heard it either way. I don't
speak Japanese, so I couldn't say.
I'm going to Google this I'm going to
ruin either way.
Ryu.
Either way, you're taking us off the rails.
Yeah, I say Ryu Hayabusa versus...
Ryu Hayabusa or Dante from Devil May Cry.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's easy. I'm a huge Dead or Alive fan, so I obviously got to go with
Hayabusa. I knew you were going to go that
way.
That
was an easy one for me.
Joel, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I love ninjas, but I got to go with Dante, too. I love Devil May Cry. I love Devil May Cry.
So you're split so far. We got
the reboot was awesome, too.
Yeah. So we got Ryu for Noah, and you have Dante for you. How about you?
I am wrong. It is Ryu.
Okay, fair enough.
But Ryu sounds better. I'm going to go for Ryu.
Ryu, okay. I think we're going to be split 50-50. I'm going to go Dante.
Go Dante.
Yeah, I like Dante. Yeah, but I like them both, but I'm going to go with that. Second one here. We're going to take it back a little bit. Go retro. Just a little taste. Ms. Nostalgic. Pac-Man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ms. Pac-Man or Tetris?
Ms. Pac-Man. I love Ms. Pac-Man. That was super easy, too. Yeah.
He's like, hit the buzzer right away.
Yep.
Jose, how you feeling?
Tetris.
Aha.
Miss Pac-Man. I wasn't a huge fan of Tetris, but
I had a lot of hardcore sessions with my cousin playing Tetris, where he would kick my ass, and I finally started beating his ass as I got older. So I got to go Tetris. I just have a sweet spot for that.
It's kind of funny that I'm not really into Tetris, because I mean that was a game that the Russians made, and I speak fluent Russian, and my wife is Russian, but. Nope, Miss Pac-Man for me.
There you go.
Oh, from Mother Russia.
Mother Russia. Sephiroth, okay. This is from Final Fantasy VII. Or Cloud. Sephiroth was the antagonist, and Cloud was the protagonist, if you remember that.
Oh, boy,
so good guy or bad guy?
I don't know either one of them.
Okay. Well, if you had to pick a good guy, would you pick the good guy in a game or the bad guy?
Probably usually the bad guy.
Okay, well, it's a good choice.
I go with good guy.
You go Cloud?
Yeah.
How about you?
Bad guy.
You go bad guy?
I like to destroy
I'm gonna go
stuff.
Sephiroth as well.
I always go with the good guy.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless it's the Force. I like the dark side.
World
powers.
Domination.
Well, I mean, let's do that one too right away. It wasn't on my list, but yeah. The light of the dark side.
Yeah, Sith or Jedi.
Sith or Jedi.
I like Sith.
Jedi?
I like the Sith.
I'm going Jedi.
How about Grey Jedi?
Ben says Jedi.
How about Grey Jedi? They're not, you know, they're not black and white. It's in the middle.
Yeah, just kind of do what they want.
And then the only Grey Jedi is like Osaka. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just they kind of do what they feel.
Yeah,
you know, they take each situation as they come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not all. Well, it isn't. Nothing in the world is just pure black and white. There's always gray area. So
sure.
Yeah, you got to kind of look at each situation, which
right, and that's kind of cool. How with the new Battlefront 2 game, they're going to actually be showing that perspective from the side of the Empire. So that'll be cool not to go down that path. But Princess Peach or Princess Zelda?
Peach.
Yep.
Zelda's good too, but that kind of Mario. So we'll
okay,
Peach.
I'll bring Zelda.
Yeah.
Same here, Zelda.
Zelda. I'm going Zelda as well.
Yeah, Zelda 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm surprised, actually.
Duke Nukem or Solid Snake?
We need Michael here to...
Yeah.
Gotta break that broom off in your ass or whatever.
Yeah.
Solid Snake.
That's right, baby.
You got Solid Snake?
Yeah.
Joel, how you feeling? You sound like you got your mind made up.
No, I'm an old Duke Nukem fan, but they haven't had a good Duke Nukem game forever. Solid Snake, definitely, I think.
Yeah, just, I mean, and you don't have to go off a game either. Just the character itself, who you like better. Yeah, sticking with your answer?
I'm sticking with Solid Snake.
Final answer, okay. How about you?
Never was a Duke Nukem fan, so I saw a Snake.
I'm going Solid Snake as well for the sweep, the first sweep so far. I like it. Looks good. Big Daddy or Prince of Persia? And Big Daddy's from Bioshock.
Oh, the Big Daddy's, gotcha, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like Biggie. I was like... What?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, Biggie Smalls or Prince of Persia.
What is this, rap battle?
I'd probably have to go with the Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, okay.
Oh, I like Prince of Persia.
Mm-hmm. I like that, okay.
I'll go for Big Daddy.
I gotta go Prince of Persia.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Bioshock more than Prince of Persia, but the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, I got you. I feel the same.
And I love the movie they made about Prince of Persia, too. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
It wasn't great, but they did okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. It was fun.
Ah,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't good.
That Gemma, what was her name? Oh, she was pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
The princess.
I can't remember her name, but I know who you're talking about. How about Pyramid Head? Okay, from Silent Hill.
Silent Hill, oh yeah.
Or Nemesis.
Ooh.
From Resident Evil.
I'll go for Pyramid Head. He's okay. A badass.
Yeah, I gotta go Pyramid Head too. That Silent Hill had a profound effect. That was a good game, and boy, when you had him dragging that big old sword, as big, yeah, Pyramid Head.
It freaked you the hell out.
Yeah, same here. Pyramid Head, I mean, it was just so much scarier.
Yeah.
Nemesis.
I'm going to dodge left on this and go Nemesis, just because of the fact when I played Resident Evil, was it 3? Yeah, 3. It just, stars, you just say that.
Yeah.
And you take him down, and then you go off and do something, and you actually forget that he took him down and he's not going to bother you, and all of a sudden you're walking down a hallway, and he breaks through the wall and scares the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have fond memories of that, so I'm going to go that way. Now, Leon Kennedy.
Kind of like the Bakers.
Yeah, right? Yeah, similar. Yeah, a lot.
Keep coming back.
Leon Kennedy from Resident Evil as well. Or Agent 47.
From Hitman?
From Hitman.
Interesting.
That is good. Both are good. Overall, probably have to go towards Resident Evil and give it to Leon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I go with Agent 47 because Leon's kind of a douche. I mean, it's not that I don't like his character, but the way they always voiced him and stuff, he was always kind of douchey to me.
Yeah.
And 47, he's just such a cool...
He doesn't say much.
Cool cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
a man of few words.
Yeah. He's all about action.
Yeah. Agent 47.
47.
Yeah. Or maybe I should say cold. He's more cold.
I'm really torn on this one for me. I don't know. Screw it. I'm going to go with Leon Kennedy. Donkey Kong or Bowser?
Oh, wow. Mario's two biggest adversaries.
Yes. I thought that might be a good one to pit against one another.
Bowser.
And Bowser? Okay.
Always a badass.
First on the board.
I'm going to go Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Because Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
I'll give him the one up because that was such a fun game.
Okay. I see where you're going.
I'll say Bowser.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're going to be split. Donkey Kong, for me, yeah. A lot more fond memories of Donkey Kong. Yeah. Then again, Bowser is like, they both have that longevity with games that you've played them a million times and faced them over and over or played as them. So, yeah.
I watched cartoons with both of them in it when I was, they're like, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. So, let's go Bayonetta. Or Chun-Li?
Bayonetta.
Yeah?
Bayonetta.
Mm-hmm.
Chun-Li.
Bayonetta.
Yes, sir.
Chun-Li's got great legs, though, you know. But Bayonetta.
She's awesome, man.
Yeah. I loved that game so much. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. Platinum games.
Okay.
Naughty little angels.
I'm gonna zigzag around just one couple of fun ones that aren't game related. the leprechaun from Lucky Charms.
What the hell?
Or Count Chocula.
Oh. The leprechaun, because at least I might get some gold out of that.
Or some marshmallows.
Or some marshmallows.
There's marshmallows in Count Chocula. There's chocolate marshmallows.
You might end up undead if you hang out with him, though.
Yeah. You get diabetes the other way.
What? They're both sugary. What cereal are you eating?
Yeah, that's how you get diabetes.
Extra sugar,
yeah.
Cocoa puffs.
Too much sugar.
Yeah,
right. No, I go with a leprechaun.
I just had to throw.
Because I'm two-thirds. No.
I had to throw a crazy.
It's all Irish.
Yeah.
Fucking Count Chocula.
I do like chocolate, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the leprechaun. Lucky Charms.
Battle Royale status in this shit.
They're just talking trash to each other. Super Salad.
I want a Super Salad.
A Super Salad?
Soup.
Soup or salad?
I say soup.
Uh-huh. Well, that is tough because I actually love both soup and salad. But... Due to my love of different dressings and how that can switch it up, I'm going to go with salad.
What? I did not see that coming.
Doo-doo.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to Olive Garden and during lunchtime, you can have them both. And they're,
exactly.
And they're endless.
Breadsticks. And breadsticks.
Yeah. And they're endless.
Much as you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm hungry too. Shit.
I love how Super Salad just got everybody like on this like kick where it's like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm mind blown, man.
What do you got?
I'll do salad because soup fills me up.
That's the whole idea. Nobody goes out to eat to not be filled up.
Because I want
to
eat more.
But that should be the appetizer.
Yeah, you want to get to your main course and still have room.
Yeah. I want seconds.
I'm going soup just because I've been on a soup kick lately. I had to have some cheddar broccoli soup at work the other day. Some Zupa from like Olive Garden or something like that sounds great as well.
Knocked us out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I might have to get some soup on
minestrone.
Yeah, minestrone. That's what I think. When I think Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good stuff.
Indeed. Marcus Phoenix. Or his son.
Dom! Hey!
Let's do Dom, yeah. Marcus Phoenix or Dom?
Oh, God, who are they?
From
Gears
of War. Yeah. War.
The
two main characters, the buddies.
Xbox exclusive. I'm out of the party.
Sorry,
I don't know who these
people
are.
Hey, get down! Locusts are coming, hey!
who you think?
I'll go with the dad. The older one.
I switched it. Marcus Phoenix is the main character from all the games you see on the commercials and stuff, and then Dom was his best friend. So I took the son out of it. I'm sorry. You gonna go with Dom then?
Sure, man. Okay. I don't know who either one of them are. Just full disclosure.
Yeah. I'm going with Marcus.
Marcus.
Oh, I love Dom. Dom was
awesome. Cool.
Yeah, he was the coolest
before
guy
until
ever.
He died.
Yeah,
I was.
I cried.
I was pretty upset.
That was like the worst.
Right. I'm going to go Marcus Phoenix. Got a couple left here. Kratos or Ezio? I already know where you're going to land on
Ezio
this.
Ezio at the Torre.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd have to go Ezio too.
Ezio.
God, yeah, he's so charming and, you know, he's witty. And, got you know, Kratos is just like, just kill everything.
Yeah.
Dude, my brother.
Who gives a fuck about your humor or charm? But I go with Ezio because I like the character more. I mean, he's got more depth to him. It's not just anger and rage and killing everything.
Right.
My brother put me at a complete, like, brain dead when I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn. He's like, hey, who will win? Aloy or Connor from Assassin's Creed? And I was like, holy shit, who will win?
Similar.
They both live in the wild. They both use bow and arrows and assassinate. So, like, they have the same style of. Mm.
What'd you guys land on to kind of?
Aloy would never see him coming, probably.
No.
I was thinking about it the same way. I was like, Connor would.
I think Connor would get it.
Yeah,
if I had to make a choice.
If it was a you know evenly matched right out in front of each other, they could see each other. Nobody's hiding.
Mm-hmm.
It might be pretty even, but yeah. Otherwise, he's going to be hiding somewhere.
Yeah, he's an assassin trained, you know, background.
Yeah,
so
but
I think
at the same time, Aloy has the ability to set up all those traps and.
Yeah, but if she doesn't have time to set the traps up, I mean, and if Connor's doing his due diligence, he'll find that stuff. And if there's no tall grass, Aloy's screwed.
Yeah,
so, yeah. that's for sure.
At the same time, I was thinking about him like Aloy's pretty much an assassin too because she has the eagle vision with her focus, sure. And I was like. Yeah,
but without the focus, though, yeah. I don't know. We could talk about that forever.
That was interesting. My brother kind of like threw me off. I was like,
right.
Damn it, this had me thinking.
So, got three left. We're almost out of time here. We'll buzz through these real quick here. Sub-Zero or Scorpion?
Get over here. I have to go Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Ariel says Scorpion from the side.
Sub-Zero.
Scorpion,
I guess.
Say
yeah.
Sub-Zero.
Scorpion.
Scorpion. Sub-Zero.
Suck.
No one's going to like this one. John Marsden. Or Commander Shepard. I already know he's gonna
Mass Effect.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know who the first one is.
John Marsden is from Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. He's like the guy from Mass Effect.
There you go, Commander Shepard.
Shepard. Yep.
Marsden.
Shepard.
Marsden.
And just love that old, the way that Rockstar did the Old West and stuff, it was just so cool. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah. It was perfect.
And he was such a cool character. Just the ending of that, though, was, oh, man.
Right? Yeah. If you haven't played it, check it out. It's good stuff before the second one comes out later this year. Last one, going to go superheroes. Green Lantern or The Flash?
Green Lantern.
Boom.
I agree. I like the
Green
Lantern.
Ben and Ariel say Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
I know,
right? Wonder Woman, yeah. She wasn't one of the choices.
You look at his ballad, it's just scratched out.
Yeah. Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Yeah. Gentlemen?
Vegeta. If you're going to go Wonder Woman, I'm just going to go Vegeta. Then.
He said Green Lantern, though. He did ask, actually answer
say,
it, though.
I'd say Green Lantern. I mean, I like the Flash's sense of humor and everything. Mm-hmm. He's got a quick wit along with his other quickness. But the powers and stuff, yeah, I'm a bigger fan of that.
I'll go for the Flash so he could just go fuck up the timeline again.
He's good at that.
Whining about his mom.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mom died. I'm going to go to the past again.
Yeah, let it go.
Make everything worse for everybody else but me.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Green Lantern. Yeah.
Sounds like a good Flash, one. Just let it go.
I can't.
Otherwise, I like that witty humor of the Flash, you know what I mean? And like Ryan Reynolds could play so many different characters with his witty, you know, sense of humor and stuff like that. I for a long time I pictured him being like a Flash in like a Flash movie or something like that. But
and they made him a freaking Green Lantern, didn't they? And it was
initially terrible. And they made fun of it in Deadpool.
Yeah, they did. I remember the action figure or something in there.
Yeah. Or the card in the beginning.
Oh, it was a card, right? Yeah. The action figure was when he played Deadpool in Wolverine Origins or something like that. I think. Yep. And he was like shooting lasers out of his eyes. He's like, really? This never happened.
And he also verbally makes fun of it, like, don't make the suit green or animated.
I do remember that.
There you go. We only had a couple sweeps in there. But otherwise, that is another round of rapid fire. So, yeah, that pretty much brings us to our conclusion of the show for this week. That went by really fast. I don't know if it was because of rapid fire or what, but that just flew right on by. Before we go, you guys have been, you know, we didn't get to talk about it in the beginning. We kind of jumped off the rail right off the bat. You guys playing anything just kind of real quick that you want to plug that you're still playing or that your shows you're watching or anything?
I've still been kind of playing that Marvel Heroes Omega that's in beta. And I think in middle of May, it's going to go to open beta. So everybody watch for that. Cool. And then after that, it'll be free to play. So
okay, nice. I'm going to check that out.
I bought Assassin's Creed finally on Blu-ray, the movie.
Oh, the movie. Nice. Did you watch it?
It was actually really good. Really? I enjoyed it.
Because I've kept hearing bad things. Not that I listen to that stuff necessarily, but I'm going to watch it.
I let Khaled Jabbar. I was really entertained. I understand why they changed the animus.
Okay.
The animus from, like, because the animus from the game is this lay down thing that goes in the past, but right here they strap you on in the back and move around. But
yeah.
I know why they did it, and it was really interesting still. I enjoyed it, every second of it.
Okay,
so if you want, I'll let you borrow it.
Okay, I think I have it downloaded because I know PlayStation had a thing for, like, that movie and Fantastic Beasts, and where to find them was, like, 50 cents to rent both of them a piece. So I was like, what the hell?
Fantastic Beasts was fun.
Yeah.
We bought that one, actually, on the Xbox One store.
Yeah, there you go. Anybody else playing anything before we go that you've been messing around on?
Just been playing Outlast, played a bunch of that Prey demo, decided to stop, though, because I wanted to still, you know, the game's coming out just less than a week away.
So. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, I've still been banging away on Persona. Yeah, I'm starting to run out of steam a little bit where I need to play something else to get a palate cleanser. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, it starts to, I don't know, it's not a bad thing. It's just kind of like what Ben was saying earlier before we started recording, you know.
It's a great game.
You play something different for a little while. You just get burnt out on playing the same shit over and over. So.
I went back in and beat the first palace.
Nice.
But then I stopped because I'm in the middle of doing other things. So.
Sure.
Are you still passing out when you're playing that game?
No. I save and then I go to bed. I almost had a relapse, though, the other night, though, when I was playing. And I started to just kind of slip, and I was like, no, I need to turn this off. But I've been playing that and still some, it's a little bit Outlast and then Overcooked.
Sure.
That game's pretty fun, so. All right, cool. Well, if nobody has anything else to add, we'll go ahead and just top this off. So if you want to follow us and, you know, write in any suggestions for the show or, you know, questions, any of that stuff, hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to read your question on the air or take any suggestions you might have for the show that you want to see or hear us talk about. We're happy to do so. Feel free to please support us on patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can have access to bonus content, such as our bonus show called Final Round. We talk more about, you know, the stuff that we enjoy and games that we're having fun with and just awesome topics from the industry. So feel free to check that out. Please also support our other shows on our network, such as Indie Comic Ninja, where we talk about indie comic books. That's with Ben and Ariel as well. They're on that show, along with Dexter. And also Nerd Trade Radio, where they're talking about DC comic books and DC characters. That's an awesome show. They have a good time on that. Noah's on that show as well, along with Ben and Ariel. And yeah, check us out on those. Subscribe, rate, review. We love the feedback, and you know, you reviewing those helps all of our shows climb the charts, so that more people can find those shows and enjoy them as well. So please do that. Other than that, where can we find you guys at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HipsterMade, and at the Xbox and PS4, it's your senpai.
And if you want to find me on social media, Twitter and Facebook, it's just search for Noah O'Toole. And if you want a game with me, I'm on the PSN network at Scorpio_Inc. And Scorpio is spelled with a K.
And you can find me on Twitter under Jolgao number one, just Jolgao one. I guess I must have accidentally created another account at one point.
And,
so they're like, nope, Jolgao's taken. I'm like, what?
Is it underscore one or just the one?
Just one next to it. And then on the Xbox and Xbox Live and PSN, you can find me under Scorpio 1969. So Scorpio 1969.
Boom, there it is. Check out the show for Glitch Therapy on both Twitter and Instagram at Glitch Therapy. Simple. Otherwise, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Nerdy Romando, or if you want a game with me on Xbox Live or PlayStation, Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, it's Dirty Dimes. So just Dirty Dime. So, all right. Well, that's our show, guys. We appreciate you listening in, and have a great week.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.